There are so many different views and ideas on what is best for our children when it comes to education. Some families who have been serving God as missionaries have to make difficult decisions based on where they've been sent on mission. We'll discuss this further on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned mother asked us this question. She says, "What is your opinion of boarding school for children? I've always thought that they were destructive to families, but recently my spouse and I have received a call to serve as missionaries overseas, and apparently this assignment is part of the deal. I'm not sure that this is best for our children and our family, but we don't want to forsake our responsibility to share the gospel either. Any advice?" We're glad to hear that you're taking time to struggle with this question now, before you've narrowed your options by actually taking your family out to the mission field. It's a good idea to ask yourselves what you're going to do about the kids' education ahead of time. You can't know exactly what your situation will be in another country until you've actually been there for a while. At that point, it will be much harder to make a change if you decide that things aren't working for your children. We'll start by giving you our short answer. If you have young children, we'd say that boarding school is simply out of the question. Little kids need to be with their moms and dads. If your children are going to high school or already in high school, boarding school may represent a reasonable choice for your family. A great deal depends on the personality of the child, the frequency and duration of home visits, and whether a strong parent-child relationship has been established and in place from the early years. These are critical considerations that you ought to pray about and weigh up very carefully before making up your minds. You should also be aware of the other alternatives that are available to you. 50 years ago, missionary boarding school may have been your only option. Nowadays, things aren't quite so rigid. There are at least 5 other pathways open to missionary families. You need to weigh and balance the pros and cons of each one before moving ahead. Remember, every child is a unique individual, and there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all education. In every case, all the factors have to be measured against the standard of what is best for this particular child. The options include homeschooling, online schooling, international schools, which are schools established for the children of business people, diplomats, correspondents, and other expatriates living in a foreign country, local national schools, and missionary agency schools in the field. There is, of course, one final route you can take. If none of these options is capable of meeting your child's unique individual needs, you can leave the mission field, come home for a while, and wait until they've finished their education before returning to fulfill your call. If this last suggestion sounds shocking to you, we'd urge you to stop and give it some closer thought. There was a time in the history of Christian missions, not so very long ago, when everyone took it for granted that missionary comes first, family second. In the 19th century, the attitude was, "You're a missionary, God will take care of your children." In the 20th century, it shifted to, "You're a missionary, missionary caregivers will take care of your children." In both cases, the assumption was that for parents, mission work automatically trumps family life. We strongly disagree here at Focus on the Family. As we see it, your commitment to your children has to be your first concern during this season of your lives. When you made the decision to bring babies into the world, there's a sense in which you also agreed to put your missionary calling on hold, at least until you can come up with a plan for blending the two in such a way that your children come out as the winners. Until they're grown, they're your number one ministry assignment. If you aren't willing to stay home for their sake, at least temporarily, you may need to reevaluate your call and your priorities. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.